Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. So as we move from the farming community to the small and medium enterprise community, I'm joined for the very first time in his new role by Minister for Enterprise, Trade and the Environment, Peter Burke, who will tell us more about that now. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan, and to your listeners. Yes, I've been appointed Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment by the Taoiseach 2 weeks ago, so really looking forward to working with our small businesses up and down the country and indeed securing that 2.7 million people now we've employed right across our economy.
We have a regular correspondent, a regular contributor to the show from AZET's the Chief Executive, Neil Hughes, and he is really strong on small and medium enterprise, as is our business editor, Carl Fitzpatrick. Both big emphasis on small and medium enterprise, and indeed the Chamber here in Wexford as well. You'd like to go through some initiatives that are out there to assist small and medium enterprise. What's happening, please?
Yes, we're really working with small and medium-sized enterprise sector now, and we have a new grant, which is the Increased Cost of Doing Business grant. It's a grant payable directly into your bank account, so it's a direct cash injection to help businesses with the accumulated costs that they're currently facing now. You can get up to a maximum of €5,000, and it's based on the level of rates that you pay. So essentially, you get 50% of a rebate back on the rates you pay, up to a maximum rate of €10,000. The rebate's capped at €5,000, but if your rates bill is €30,000 up to that cap, you can still get the €5,000 back. So it's a significant intervention with €250 million in place of a budget. The take-up's just about 50% coming close to it. So we really want to appeal to businesses to register. It's a very simple process. It's only a matter of putting in your details of your business and your tax clearance number, right, and then the intervention will follow. So that's so important that businesses draw that down now.
And do you think it's effectively addressing the rising costs faced by businesses at the moment, Minister?
I think it is a help, Alan, but I'm absolutely aware of the pressure that particularly our hospitality, our retail, our wholesale sector is on, because you obviously have a higher level of minimum wage workers in that sector. And obviously in relation to the pathway to the living wage, we had about a 12.4% increase in January, which has been very significant for businesses. So I'm very keen to monitor that very closely in the weeks and months ahead. And I will be bringing forward a package for the SME sector in the month of May. And I'm working across government with that with my colleagues now. But just to really be honest with people, it will be within the current budgetary framework. But I just want to see what more I can do to help the SME sector.
Are there any plans to extend the closing date, which is quite close because it's the 1st of May?
Yeah, the 1st of May. So we will review that once we get an idea at the 1st of May what level it's at. So I was very concerned last week that we'd only about in the mid-20 percentiles of people who had registered. And that's why I really want to give a big push to the 1st of May. We'll take stock of it at that juncture, because I have to have a look in the department. Am I better extending it or reallocating that money to other areas to the SME sector? So that's a call I'd have to make once I get an idea of what percentage of people have applied.
Now, if there are appeals or disputes related to the grant eligibility or the amount, how will they be handled?
So they all go through the local authority. So essentially all businesses would have got either a letter or email correspondence from the local authority with their PIN number, a unique PIN number, to assist them applying for the grant. And if there's any disputes or anything that needs to be resolved, they can go through their local authority and discuss it because they have the clear conditionality attached to the grant.
You seem to have indicated to me that the application process is quite simple, but it's also very, 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 very close. But if there are issues to businesses and they need guidance on the eligibility criteria, etc., what support or guidance is out there for them, please?
So the guidance that would have been on the documentation, the letter that they would have got, I would really appeal to people. You can actually do this in under 2 minutes on your mobile phone. Genuinely, it's the most simplest application that we could put together. It will be, you know, so easy to do. As all you require to do is your business name, your tax clearance, and the PIN number you've got in your original letter. And that means then you will get half your rate into your bank account within a week or so after that. So I would really appeal to people to draw it down.
Now, what about businesses that have rates bills over €30,000, Minister? Will there be any additional grants or support programs for businesses that are not eligible for this particular grant, please?
Yes, so we're working on a number of measures. We have, as of last week, announced an increase in essentially a grant to help them with energy efficiency. So there's a maximum of €8,000. You can get a grant to let's say if you're in the hospitality or retail sector and you want to upgrade your LED lighting, fridges, or parts of your kitchen, you can get grant assistance to a maximum of 8,000 euro for that now at the moment. We're having a look at grants and interventions like that for that particular sector over the coming days and weeks, and hopefully I'll get to put together a package in the month of May that we can respond as best we can. But again, Alan, I just want to be very honest with people. I'm working under the current budgetary parameters. It will be a challenge, but we will do our very best.
Are you going to monitor the impact of all of this on the small and medium businesses, please?
Absolutely. So we have a number of review mechanisms taking place at the moment. First of all, into statutory sick pay, we have the ESRI looking with a report in connection with it. Obviously, the Low Pay Commission will come back to us in the month of July with a recommendation on the living wage and how it is impacting on businesses. So we're monitoring all these different regulatory interventions that have happened over the last 2 years, and we'll continue to work with business and critically listen to them and listen to their trade representatives, and I'll be meeting a number of them next week to work with them.
Plans to make adjustments on the put of what you hear back, the feedback and outcomes from this round. I sense from you that you are going to monitor the reaction to this. And the most important point, again, is to get the message out there how people can apply, because it's so close. So just those two questions to round off our conversation this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so important. I know from working as an accountant in practice for over a decade at a time when, you know, back in 2008 and 9, the first question was, how many people have we got to lay off to keep our business viable? Will we get to weather the storm? We're in a very different position now, but equally, we can't take it for granted. I know how important our SME sector is for economic activity right across our communities, and that's why I'm very closely monitoring the activity in our hospitality, retail, wholesale. We're very exposed at the moment, and we will do everything we can to support them over the coming days and weeks ahead, and hopefully the package that I will bring together in May will demonstrate that we are listening to them, and then obviously we'll be looking to the budgetary negotiations for October to assist again.
And the application process, one final reminder please, Minister.
Yeah, the application process is very simple. You can do it on your mobile phone. It will take less than 2 minutes, essentially putting in your business name, your PIN number that you would have been advised by your local authority. You can ring them if you have mislaid it or can't put your hand to it, and then your tax clearance number. That's it. You'll get the money withdrawn from it, and that's cash. It's the lifeblood of business, and it will help you over the coming weeks ahead.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.